This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for January 2025. How did classical music play a part of Edward Drewinsky's life as an engineer, musician, teacher, husband, and father? And what musical instruments did he play? Edward Drewinsky was born on June 16, 1924, in St. Louis, Missouri, to Nettie and Louis Drewinsky, professional musicians. His mother was a pianist and his father a violinist. He also had a sister, Dorothy Drewinsky Fleischer. Edward began studying violin at 4 1/2, piano at 8 years, and harp at age 12. He also, at a young age, began his interest in science and math. When he was 14, quote, he played the Mozart concerto for flute and harp with his childhood friend, Bernard Goldberg, 16, with the St. Louis Symphony. After finishing high school, he went to study at Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia with Carlos Salcedo. At Curtis, his fellow students were Leonard Bernstein and Lauren Mizell. At the university, in 1942, he attended Washington University. In 1944, he was drafted and was, quote, sent to Stanford University to study chemical engineering. When the Armed Forces Orchestra needed a harpist, Mr. Drewinsky was shipped across the country and spent the final year of the war at a base in Brooklyn, playing the harp on Armed Forces Radio, end quote. After World War II, Mr. Drewinsky, quote, worked in New York, where he played in the pit orchestras for many great Broadway shows, including Brigadoon and South Pacific, and any other gigs he could get. He played several of Charlie Parker and Strings concerts, and he can be heard on some of Frank Sinatra's Columbia recordings from the time. In the summer of 1950, Mr. Drewinsky toured the U.S. as second harpist in the NBC Symphony under the direction of Arturo Toscanini. Later that year, he became the principal harpist in the Pittsburgh Symphony and then moved to the Detroit Symphony under the direction of Paul Perret, end quote. Edward Drewinsky, quote, met and married Dorothy Siegel, a prominent child's photographer in Detroit, Michigan, end quote. They had 3 children. Quote, Edward Drewinsky was the sort of musician, technically proficient and musically sensitive. He, quote, was known as a dedicated musician and superb colleague. The late Chicago Symphony Orchestra music director George Schulte called him, quote, without question, the finest harpist of his time. When Igor Stravinsky came to Chicago in 1964 to conduct and record his ballet Orpheus, he told Drewinsky he was the very first harpist to play the crucial harp part in that score the way he heard it in his head as he was composing it, end quote. Donald Peck, the former CSO principal flute, said, quote, the thing I liked about his playing was that Eddie didn't bang everything out. He coaxed the sound from the harp, a big, rich, lyrical sound that blended beautifully with other instruments. Beyond that, he was an easy, generous colleague who really loved music, end quote. Mr. Drewinsky, quote, was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Solo Classical Performance for his 1969 performance of Ravel's Introduction Allegro with the CSO under Jean Martinon, end quote. Edward Drewinsky was described, quote, as a warm, caring, and good sense of humor, good listener, and generous with his talent, willing to perform on his harp to benefit charities and causes in which he and his friends believed, end quote. Edward Drewinsky taught at Northwestern University and Roosevelt University. His students said he was, quote, an astute teacher, end quote. Liz Safani, a former student, said, quote, he was a man of a few words, so he made you pay attention when he told you something. I got around that by having him play for me at lessons when I would turn my hawk eyes on him and watch him like crazy. When I got a job at the Lyric, he said, quote, just do your job, keep your nose clean, and stay out of internal politics, end quote. It was good advice from Mr. Drewinsky. Practiced as well as preached. His longevity at the CSO attested to that, end quote. Edward Drewinsky was always pulling out and reading the current American Smithsonian between rehearsals and concerts. Also, he read E.T. Bell's Men of Mathematics. Edward Drewinsky was an engineer, harpist, teacher, husband, father, grandfather, and lifelong musician. He died on January 8, 2011 in Chicago, Illinois, at 86. He was the longest tenured principal harpist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He was also the principal harpist of the Detroit Symphony and the Pittsburgh Symphony. He was a lifelong interest in mathematics and science.